Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is March the 21st, 2024. Well, today, I got a couple of different little things I want to talk to you about. First of all, let's just think about Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 73. And it says something simple, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham. You know, when we think about the promise of Jesus and the gift of eternal life, there are many times we think about the promise of that was given to David, the promise to David that one was going to sit upon his throne forever. And we think about that promise, and we know that that is yet to come, and we think about Jesus being the fulfillment of that promise to David. But you know, Jesus is a fulfillment of the promise made to Abraham. When we think about the promises God made to Abraham, we often think of land promises. Like you think about that God promised Abraham the land of Canaan and that the children of Israel are going to go into the land of Canaan. And most of the fulfillment of the promises that were made to Abraham, we think are fulfilled in the children of Israel going to the promised land. But I want you to notice what it says in verse 74. Verse 73, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we would be saved out of the hand of the enemies, might serve him with fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our life. And so you think about that, you recognize there's a greater promise to Abraham than a land promise. The promise is saved out of the hand of our enemies. Now, we know that happened with Pharaoh, but we know there is yet another time that the children of Israel are going to be saved from their enemies when, you know, they are rescued. They'll look upon him whom they have pierced, and then Jesus will come and rescue them and will deliver them from those that have circled the city. They will come, Jesus will come and rescue Israel again. And then they'll be able to serve him with fear. They'll serve him in holiness and righteousness before him all their lives. And so we understand the promise that's given to Abraham is bigger than just a land promise. It's a promise of rescue. But you know, I want us to think about that also from a Christian's point of view. We want to think about we're saved out of the hand of our enemies, and we might think about the enemy that we're saved from as the enemy of death or the enemy of Satan. And when we are saved, we're saved from those two enemies. And then because we recognize that we have been saved from the enemy of death or the enemy of Satan, then that we should serve him with fear, that we reverence him because he saved us. And then in holiness and righteousness, all the days of our lives. And so because we know that we have been rescued, we've been saved from our enemies, we've been saved from death and from Satan, we should serve God out of a reverence from him, and we should do that by walking in holiness, the absence of sin, and in righteousness, in doing the right things. So this is a great promise for us. Again, when we think about the promise to Abraham, we, you know, only think about the land promise many times, but the promise was greater than that. And we can learn from that the promises that are ours, that we have been rescued from our enemies, and we should serve God in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. What a blessing today that we have that hope, and that's what we can do. And I pray that you're encouraged, that you've been rescued, saved from your enemy, and therefore you're going to serve God in holiness and righteousness all the days of your life. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today for the promises that we see that you gave Abraham. And we thank you, God, for the promises that we know that are ours. And we pray, God, that we will love you because you have rescued us. Help us to walk in holiness and righteousness because we understand that we have been rescued. We thank you, God, for sending us Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good week. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.